There will be a Senate impeachment trial beginning February 8th. Good morning, Boston. Okay, my friends. It's on. It is definitely on. How this is legal, how this is constitutional, how this is not completely illegitimate is beyond me. But it's now turning into an absolute circus. The clowns have taken over Washington, D.C. completely. So the liberals now, not satisfied with their bloodlust, looking now to utterly humiliate Trump, even though he's out of office, even though they control the House, even though they control the Senate. It doesn't matter. It's not enough. Their fear is that he may run again in 2024 and come back stronger than ever. So they are now looking to permanently cripple him politically. And they have now announced that they are going to hold a Senate impeachment trial. It will happen no matter what. The week of February 8th, it has now already been scheduled. So, in one of the gaffes of all time, and I think this was a Freudian slip of the tongue, if you want to know the truth, listen now to Chuck Schumer announce on the Senate floor that they're going to go after Trump for inciting roll cut three, Christian.
The fact is, the House will deliver the article of impeachment to the Senate. The Senate will conduct a trial of the impeachment of Donald Trump. It will be a full trial. It will be a fair trial. But make no mistake, there will be a trial, and when that trial ends, senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the insurrection against the United States.
I mean, that, honestly, that sums it all up. I really do. It cited the erection. Now, apparently, Jeffrey Toobin and Anthony Weiner were all over the internet and Twitter. Thumbs up. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's pretty. Oh, yeah. We can't wait. So, I mean, this, you know, look, I think this, seriously, I think this, in ways, it's hilarious. I mean, what they're doing is a constitutional travesty. It's going to completely divide this country even further. It's going to inflame passions even more. It's going to polarize this country, if it could be possible, to an extent even greater than it currently is. These people are fanatics. These people are lunatics. You want to talk about Trump derangement syndrome? But, you know, I got to say this. For 4 years, is it me or they? They're obsessed with, you know, what's below Trump's waistline. I mean, the constant references to his, you know, his private parts and this obsession with his private parts. And honestly, this was almost like a Freudian slip. They're getting off on this. They're being aroused by this. It's a form of sadism, really. It is. It's sick. It's a perversion. Trump derangement syndrome, in many ways, is a sick. It's not just a psychological perversion. It's a sexual perversion. So, you know, when he talks about inciting the erection, what's the matter, Chuck? Huh? That turns you on, I guess, huh? Huh? Having a Senate impeachment trial, like the Salem witch trials. Ah, you like that? It turns you on, huh? You really get off on that there, huh, Chuck Schumer? Now, to show you how pathetic our media has become. I mean, this is literally Pravda-esque. This is what they used to do in the Soviet Union, what they do in Castro's Cuba, where they do this in communist China. They do it to this day. They have to protect their politicians. So when their politicians make a humiliating gaffe, of course, they have to clean it out. They have to edit it because they have to protect the party. It's all about protecting the party. Long live the Communist Party. So when it comes to the Communist Democrats, listen now. This is ABC. This was on Stephanopoulos. Listen now how they edit out Schumer's humiliating gaffe. Roll cut 3A, Christian.
The Senate prepares to try a former president for the first time.
Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the insurrection.
I mean, it's pathetic. It is pathetic. And this clown, Stephanopoulos, this former Clinton hack, who was their press secretary for 4 years, you know, is now a quote-unquote journalist. This Democratic operative masquerading as someone in the media. He actually, you know, he goes around there, I'm a serious journalist. Oh, yeah, you really are, Steffi. Oh, yeah. I mean, the shameless propaganda. So, you know what, Christian? Let's play the second half of Cut 3 again. This here is what Schumer really said. Roll it, Christian.
But make no mistake, there will be a trial, and when that trial ends, senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. Insurrection.
Turns you on, huh, Chuck? Gets all you Excel you people excited there, huh? you loser, you. Okay, listen now to Chuck Schumer, because there is obviously a very serious angle to this. So he and Mitch McConnell have now settled on a date. It is going to be the week of February 8th. Biden is now given his blessing. Pelosi today is going to walk over, or she and the House managers are going to walk over to the Senate building, and they are going to hand over the single article of impeachment accusing the president of inciting the erection, of inciting the insurrection that took place on January 6th. Listen now to Chuck Schumer saying, I don't care about the Constitution. I don't care that this is completely unprecedented. I don't care that the overwhelming majority of Americans oppose this. I don't care if it's illegal. I don't care if it's invalid. We are going to engage in a political lynch mob and in a political lynching. Roll cut two, Christian.
I've spoken to Speaker Pelosi, who informed me that the articles will be delivered to the Senate on Monday. Now, I've heard some of my Republican colleagues argue that this trial would be unconstitutional because Donald Trump is no longer in office, an argument that has been roundly repudiated, debunked by hundreds of constitutional scholars, left, right, and center, and defies basic common sense. It makes no sense whatsoever that a president or any official could commit a heinous crime against our country and then be permitted to resign so as to avoid accountability and a vote to disbar them from future office.
When did Trump resign? He served out his term and he left. So number one, they're acting like he resigned to try to avoid accountability. Well, no, he didn't resign. He served his entire 4 years. Okay, that's numero uno. Number two, if he committed a crime, hello, that's what the legal system is for. Then you prosecute. And you have to then meet the statutory requirement of the federal law, what an incitement to insurrection is. Now, that can't pass muster. It'll be laughed out of every court in the United States that Trump incited an insurrection, because the laws are very specific on what constitutes incitement. So if you, in other words, you really want to hold the president accountable, no problem. We have the courts. But you know it's going to be laughed out of every court. So now you have to hold a kangaroo trial. Now you have to hold a kangaroo court. Now you have to hold a show trial to try to humiliate the president. And the real reason here is not to quote unquote punish Trump or hold him accountable. It's so that he doesn't run again in 2024. And you use this to discredit him and his 75 million voters. That's what this is all about. Listen now to Mitt Romney. The first Republican defection has already happened. He says, we need to do it. And why do we need to do it? Roll cut 21A, Christian.
We're certainly going to have a trial. I wish that weren't necessary, but the president's conduct with regards to the call to Secretary of State Raffensperger in Georgia, as well as the incitation towards the insurrection that led to the attack on the Capitol, calls for a trial. And, you know, if we're going to have unity in our country, I think it's important to recognize the need for accountability, for truth and justice. So I think there will be a trial, and I hope it goes as quickly as possible, but that's up to the counsel on both sides.
These people are lunatics. To me, they're lunatics. You're going to hold an illegal, unconstitutional, illegitimate Senate impeachment trial of a president who is no longer in office. And you don't think that's going to further enrage and inflame his 75 million voters? This is not going to lead to more unity. It's going to lead to more disunity. Agree, disagree, 617-266-6868. Your calls next.
Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the insurrection.
You know, if we're going to have unity in our country, I think it's important to recognize the need for accountability, for truth and justice.
619 here on the great WRKO, Jeff Cooner, Boston's bulldozer. Okay, it's on. February 8th is the week. Schumer has now said it. They are going to hold a Senate impeachment trial against President Trump. In fact, today, Pelosi and the House managers are going to walk over to the Senate chamber. They're going to officially present the article, single article of impeachment for inciting the erection. And they say that he has to pay a price for this, that this was insurrection, this was sedition, this was a form of domestic terrorism, and that Trump and ultimately his supporters need to be held accountable. So I want to ask you, now that we're going to have this trial, is the Senate impeachment trial of Donald J. Trump, is it being done, or will it, is it being done, one, to unify the country? This is what they now keep claiming. Mittens, Mitt Romney, Pierre Delecto is now the first defector. Is it now to unify the country or to intimidate Republicans? Why do you think they're actually putting the whole country through this again, even after Trump is gone from office? So A or B, you can vote on my Twitter page. It's the Cooner Country poll question of the day, sponsored by Kelly Financial Services. You can vote on my Twitter page at the Cooner Report, K-U-H-N as in Nancy, E-R. Lines are loaded, 617-266-6868 is the number. To have a trial or not to have a trial, what say you? Steve in New Hampshire. Thanks for holding, Steve, and welcome.
Hi, Jeff. It's been a while since I've called last, but this whole thing is crazy to me. I don't understand it. Why would they want to impeach someone who's already out of office after they've already proven that the Dems can steal any election that they want? It's like some kind of erection defunction. I can't get it. It just makes no sense to me.
Well, Steve, I mean, it's vindictiveness. It's revenge. It's vindictiveness. But also what they're trying to do is they're laying the groundwork, the legal constitutional groundwork, to declare Trump and all of his supporters domestic terrorists. Because there is a huge bill now they're pushing through the House and the Senate, which would classify many Trump supporters as extremists and as potential domestic terrorists.
But don't they understand that when they bring it to the trial, they have more vile words from their own representatives that stand more for incitement than what Trump even could even imply?
Oh, you're completely right. And I hope Trump's lawyers, you know, play those clips. And they can turn it right around on the Democrats. The other thing what they're doing, they're so stupid, is they're going to give Trump now an opportunity to make his case to the entire country. Okay, you guys want to say I incited the erection? Okay, here it is. You stole the erection.
I'd like to punch him in the face. I said if we were in high school, I'd take you behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face!
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump, and that's a fact.
Where is John Wilkes Booth when you need him?
I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
A Missouri state senator is under investigation by the Secret Service after saying she hopes President Trump is assassinated.
I will go and take Trump out tonight.
That's just a little montage I'm playing, Steve. I could do this for four hours. So, but Trump is now going to have a chance to actually say, okay, give me a couple hours. You American people, you're watching. Here's the election fraud. Here's how they stole the election. So they're so stupid, this is going to blow up in their face.
Jeff, I have one other question.
Yes.
I heard that John Roberts said something that he would not sit or preside over a second impeachment trial.
He told Chuck Schumer he will not preside over an impeachment trial. He will not preside. He says the Constitution is clear. Impeachment is to remove a sitting president from office, and the Chief Justice can only be there over a trial to remove a sitting president. Trump is no longer president. Ipso facto, it's illegal and unconstitutional.
The story is now that the Chief Justice will not appear. The Chief Justice doesn't appear to say that the Constitution says he should appear for impeachment of the president. If the Chief Justice isn't coming, I think it's an illegitimate procedure and it isn't a real impeachment. It's going to be a fake partisan impeachment.
That was Rand Paul, by the way, on the talkies yesterday. So Rand Paul said, I think it was on Fox News Channel. Yeah, it was on Friday with Hannity. And he said, Roberts has now told us I'm not going to preside over this. So it's an illegitimate impeachment trial.
So they really can't do anything.
They're going to do it.
So then is it even a trial? There's no trial.
No. I mean, it's going to be a trial. They're trying to ram this thing through. You see, this is what's frightening about this. So that's why I think what Trump is going to do, and if I was advising him, I'd say you fast track a lawsuit to the Supreme Court right away. You have to have the Supreme Court needs to rule on this, and you fast track it. And I'll tell you this. He doesn't have Roberts. Schumer does not have Roberts. And if he doesn't have Roberts, he doesn't have the Supreme Court. So the Supreme Court needs to intervene, and we'll see if they will.
Okay. Well, Jeff, thank you for taking my call.
Oh, my pleasure, Steve. 617-266-6868 is the number. I mean, look, you can blow up the Democrats' argument six ways from Sunday. This is completely unprecedented. This is completely illegal. This is completely unconstitutional. Frankly, look, the Constitution on this is crystal clear. Dershowitz himself said it, Alan Dershowitz. The impeachment is used to remove an office holder from office. Period. That's it. If the person's no longer in office, you can't impeach. Your reaction next.
Weekdays at noon, WRKO has the O Factor.
Are you ready?
Bill O'Reilly has joined the WRKO lineup. The O'Reilly Update, presented by MyPillow.com. A fast-paced 15-minute program featuring news and commentary in a way that only O'Reilly can deliver. Real news, no spin.
So, Bill O'Reilly, good to talk to you.
So what do you want to know, Carr? And I'm here to tell you.
Weekdays at noon, the O'Reilly Update. Is on WRKO.
If you are facing eviction due to COVID-19, you may be able to get free legal help. If you've fallen behind on rent, received an eviction notice from your landlord, or have an upcoming court date, don't wait. Reach out now to be connected with legal aid and representation. Call 211 or visit www.evictionlegalhelp.org to locate your regional legal aid organization.
.632 here on the great WRKO, Jeff Cooner, Boston's Bulldozer, 617-266-6868 is the number. Okay, listen, Christian, I don't want to be childish about this. You know, I'm supposed to be a grown-up, but can you do me a favor? Can you play the Schumer cut?
Be a trial, and when that trial ends, senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the insurrection.
I swear, that sums up the whole Senate impeachment trial right there. I mean, Jeff, what do you think this, you know, is this constitutionally valid? Is this like a really serious, legal, legitimate impeachment? Well, they're going after him for inciting the erection. There, that sums it up there. Okay, listen, I want to ask you this. Schumer is making this argument again and again. Pelosi, the media, the Democrats, but I repeat myself, Romney now has now jumped in. That somehow having this Senate impeachment trial is, I swear, going to unify the country. That, like, if we don't have this Senate impeachment trial of a guy who's no longer president, that we're going to have disunity. But if we have the impeachment trial, it's going to lead to unity. Now, I want to ask you this. Do you really think they believe what they're saying? Like, are they that delusional? Are they that insane in their hatred for Trump? And I want to ask libs out there, in all seriousness, do you really think a Senate impeachment trial, you think this is going to lead to more unity? You think it'll actually really unify us? I want you to listen now to Senator Rand Paul. He was on fire. In fact, he's been on fire all weekend. He was on fire with Sean Hannity Friday night. And he makes the obvious point. If you want to start going after people, leading public figures, political figures, because of so-called incitement to violence, where does it end? Roll cut 16A, Christian.
If they're going to impeach people who incite violence, I have a question. Are they going to impeach Bernie Sanders? You remember the guy who shot Steve Scalise? Steve Scalise almost died. I was there at the ball field when he was shot. The guy was a rabid Bernie Sanders supporter. And you remember what Democrats were saying at the time? They were saying, Republicans' health care plan is you get sick and then you die. That sounds like an incitement. If you're telling people that the Republican Party is going to kill you, why wouldn't you then react violently and say we must kill them before they kill us? Now, I don't propose, I'm not serious about this. I don't think Bernie Sanders should be impeached. But if you follow the logic that the president saying go fight for your country is somehow to be taken literally, even though he used the words peacefully, you'd have to examine Bernie Sanders' language because one of his rabid supporters almost killed Steve Scalise.
And Rand Paul was there on the baseball field. And remember, had there not been security on that field because the House Speaker was there at the time, and that's the only reason why there was security, there would have been 8-9 members of Congress dead. Now, Maxine Waters, Kamala Harris, that Antifa and Black Lives Matter should continue to protest and riot and loot. Joe Biden, Ayanna Pressley, we need more unrest. Nancy Pelosi, all summer long, we need more uprisings. Burn Portland down. Seattle, burn it. Keep burning. Don't stop. So if you're going to start using incitement as the new standard, a lot of Democrats are going to be thrown out of office. This is going to be never ending. So watch the road that you're walking down, because once you go down this road, I'm telling you, there's going to be no coming back, and there should be no coming back. It's time the Democrats face and pay the consequences of their actions. So you want an impeachment trial? No problem. Bernie's gets his first right after this. 617-266-6868 is the number. Agree, disagree. Patrick in New Hampshire. Thanks for holding, Patrick, and welcome.
Hi, Jeff. Good morning. I love the show.
Thank you, Patrick.
So the last caller hit it right on the head about Chief Justice Roberts not attending the the impeachment trial, which in itself makes it unconstitutional. But I think, and this, this might be a conspiracy theory, but I think what they're trying to do is they know that it's going to be dead on arrival. They know that they're not going to be able to go through with this. They're not going to get enough votes to, remove a president that's already out of office.
To convict. They need 67 votes to convict.
Exactly. So they've already said that after the impeachment trial, rather, if he, if it is dead on arrival, they're going to do that separate vote where they're going to try and keep him from ever holding office again.
Yeah, no, Patrick, no, the problem is this, and Schumer's admitted it. They need the conviction to then justify the vote on a simple majority, 51, to bar him from ever holding office again. So what they're thinking is this. They think there's enough fear of Trump among establishment Republicans. They fear he's going to come back in 2024. They fear he may start a third party. They fear he may purge all of the rhinos in these primaries in 2 years, that they're willing now to join Democrats to get the 67 votes, that there's enough Mitt Romneys, Mitch McConnells, Lisa Murkowski, Susan Collins. They think they can get 17 Republicans. That's Schumer's gamble.
Now, Jeff, my other question to you, now, where this is unconstitutional, all the people that are going to vote for this, doesn't that kind of make them dereliction of their duties because they're going against their oath?
Yes. Yes. Look, in other words, we're in a constitutional crisis. I don't think they fully understand the implications of what they're doing. And you're right. If Roberts doesn't preside over this, and he won't, then you've got an absolute, it's a show trial. So now they're just going to keep going. They're just going to keep ramming this thing through. They don't care. So I think the American people are going to turn on them. By the way, if Joe Biden had any brains, if he wasn't completely senile by now, he would say, what are you guys doing? You're literally blowing up my presidency before it even begins.
Hey, exactly. And also, Jeff, to go on your point about that, I don't know the name of the law, but the law that they're trying to pass that's pretty much going to make all the Trump supporters domestic terrorists. Tulsi Gabbard actually brought up a good point that said that, where does it end? Are you going to go against pro-life activists? Are you going to go against, people that are peacefully assembled to, protest their beliefs? Where does it end?
It won't end. That's the problem, and that's why they need to be stopped right now. Because what you're seeing now is the beginning of a communist revolution. So that's why, Patrick, I'm telling you, I'm not kidding. That's why I'm rebranding the show as the Voice of the Resistance. Because we are the last line. You, me, and this audience. And I'm telling you, we have the American people behind us. So we got to keep speaking the truth. Thank you so much for that call. God bless. 617-266-6868. Here, just very quickly, because I want to keep going to the phone lines. Listen to Rand Paul. It's an open secret. Chief Justice John Roberts told Schumer, I'm not presiding over this. So the Senate, was it told by the Chief Justice? No, you're going to have your impeachment trial. Go ahead. Unless somebody challenges this in court, I can't stop it. But you're asking me to give my moral imprimatur, my moral and constant legal legitimacy to this? No way. Listen to Rand Paul. Roll cut 16B, Christian.
The story is now that the Chief Justice will not appear. The Chief Justice doesn't appear to say that the Constitution says he should appear for impeachment of the president. If the Chief Justice isn't coming, I think it's an illegitimate procedure, and it isn't a real impeachment. It's going to be a fake partisan impeachment.
Listen to him elaborate. saying, you want to know how legitimate this whole thing is? If Roberts doesn't even show up, roll cut 16C, Christian.
Chief Justice is not going to be asked, but the reason he's not going to be asked is he's privately said he's not supposed to come unless it's an impeachment of the president. So this is an illegitimate procedure, and even the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, who's not a rabid Trump person, who's actually, if anything, sort of in the middle, he is now saying this is illegitimate because I'm not getting in the middle of this and I'm not coming over for this. So that should tell people a lot of things. The Chief Justice of the Supreme Court is not coming over because it's not an impeachment of the president, which is what the Constitution says.
You think? You think? Now, I want to ask all of you this. They're going to go ahead with it. No matter what, they're going to go, unless there's a lawsuit straight to the Supreme Court, unless the court rules. Okay, we'll see. But unless that happens, they're going to go through with it. What happens if we have an illegitimate Senate impeachment trial? What does the country do? What can the country do? You 6:48 here on the great WRKO. Jeff Cooner, the voice of the resistance. 617-266-6868 is the number. You can text us, WRKO, whatever your message is, to 7470-70470. Just please write WRKO at the beginning of your text so we know it's for us, because we share that text line with other stations. 508, Jeff, the Democrats are racked with guilt for cheating and stealing the election, and they don't want Trump coming back to prove it to the nation. I agree, 508. 617, Jeff, the Dems are banking on the ignorance of the people. Most people have no idea this Senate impeachment trial is completely unconstitutional and illegitimate. I agree. You know, most moonbats, most liberals are incredibly ignorant of the Constitution, of American history. I mean, all they go on about is how much they hate the United States and its founding principles, but let that go. They are consumed with hatred for Trump, with Trump derangement syndrome. And this is now nothing more than trying to satisfy that bloodlust and that hatred. They are going to ride Trump derangement syndrome to the bitter end. 617-266-6868 is the number. Bruce in Boston. First time caller, Bruce. Thanks for holding and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you.
Hi,
for
this
forum of discourse. You have a great show. I personally think that you're doing a disservice to your listeners, though, because you're not really talking about what's going on in this country. First okay. of all, Republicans and Democrats alike are both corrupt. All our institutions are corrupted, from the CIA to the FBI. It's all run by 13 families that control the world. It's called the cabal, if you want to call it. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I honestly don't even care about politics until 4 years ago. But what forced me to learn about all this is the fact that you have to, anybody with a functioning prefrontal cortex has to figure out what's going on, really, because it's not, the truth is not being disseminated to the public. So when you say stuff like, oh, you know, in 2022, we'll vote these people out, your votes don't count. Sorry, I hate to break it to you, but Massachusetts was connected to the Internet, and all our votes, every machine in Massachusetts is a Dominion server, is connected to the Internet, and it sent all our votes over to Italy, and Italy signed an affidavit saying, we stole your votes. We own up to it. Please don't say that we're going to say that it's hacked just so you don't make us look really bad. The Italy public found out about this. And they
Well, the Italy stuff is unraveling, Bruce, to be honest with you. But no, look, I mean, I've gone on about Dominion voting systems. I mean, I don't know if you listen to the show or not, but we got to get rid of those voting systems. We have to end mail-in balloting. That's how they really stole it, that in Dominion, in this election. The corruption in the CIA, I've been after this for God knows how many years. The corruption in the deep state, the corruption in the intelligence community, the corruption in the Republican Party, the corruption in the Democrat Party. That's why I'm literally leading the charge for a third party. And I don't like to do this, to pat myself on the back, but I was the one that called for the Patriot Party to be created. Well, this weekend it came out, Trump now is looking to form a third party. And I guess because his people listen to the show, they want to call it the Patriot Party. So I want to destroy the swamp and the globalists and the Uniparty in Washington, D.C. I don't see what disservice I'm doing to my listeners.
We already have a third party, though, do we not? We have the Libertarian Party.
Yeah, but the Libertarian Party has been around for decades, and it doesn't get us anywhere.
Right, but all the corruption is even local in our local government. So you got to start, if you want to start removing, being able to create a third party that's going to have any validation, you got to stop removing those Dominion servers all across the country.
Yes, because that's the first thing. I completely agree with you. That literally is going to be the first thing we need to do. We have to restore the integrity of our elections. Dominion has to go. Mail-in balloting has to go. Dead people can't vote. You have to have voter ID. Frankly, I think the only ballots we should count are in-person ballots. Paper ballots. That's it. Nothing
Agreed.
Else. So, Bruce, why I like the Patriot Party is that we have 75 million voters that will rally around a coherent message. We can put it at the local, state, and federal level, and we're ready to go. So, God willing, we'll see what happens. I think this Senate impeachment trial is what might actually finally trigger a third party. A real challenge now to the ruling class. Bruce, thank you very much for that call. 617-266-6868. Listen now to Marco Rubio. When Chris Wallace is telling him, we need to convict Trump so he can never run again. So people can never vote for Trump again, either as a Republican in 2024 or as the head of the Patriot Party, a third party. Listen now to Marco Rubio's response. Roll cut 18, Christian.
What about the argument that it would be useful from the point of view of people who think that what the president did was wrong, to ban him from seeking public office again, which would be one of the results of holding this trial?
I think that's an arrogant statement for anyone to make. Voters get to decide that. Who are we to tell voters who they can vote for in the future?
Okay.
That arrogant laugh is, I think I'm smart. So it's a, no, he can never run again. God forbid. No. Now, a lot of Democrats in private, let me tell you what they're saying. You want to know why they're pushing the Senate impeachment trial? It has nothing to do with the Constitution or supposedly him having incited an insurrection. They know it's BS. They know it's bogus. It's to deflect attention from Dementia Joe. Did you see the chilling stuff over the weekend where they had him sign 3 executive orders? The cameras were rolling. He didn't know what he was signing. Literally, it's caught on tape. He doesn't know what he's signing. And so the reporter says, so, you know, what are you signing? And he's looking around. He's all lost. He's all confused. I don't know. And they just literally just put in, just whatever they put in front of him, he just signs. So the first mainstream media outlet, the wall has now been cracked. The wall of censorship. Politico has now finally written a story that Biden is suffering from the advanced stages of senility, of dementia, and that there's talk and a fear that they may have to remove him from office. One of the reasons why they want a Senate impeachment trial is they don't want to do it so soon after the election, because it'll really humiliate and completely discredit the media who propped him up and the Democratic Party. So they'd like to wait, give it a bit of time, a couple of months at least, and then claim he got COVID or he's sick or whatever. They'll come up with some excuse, Hunter Biden, whatever, something, just to get throw him overboard and then put in the real president, Kamala Harris. but he now, he doesn't know what he's signing. His schedule, you can look it up. He gets up at 9 o'clock. By 2-3 in the afternoon, he calls what's called a lid. That means that's it. He's finished, kaput. So you've got a president now that can barely function 5 or 6 hours a day and is signing executive order after executive order. He doesn't know what the hell he's signing. They just, whatever they put in front of him, he signs. So one of the reasons why they want a trial is to deflect as much as possible from a clearly mentally, physically declining president who had no business running in the first place. 617-266-6868. Listen now to Rubio say, you know what? I've seen stupid, but I've never seen this stupid. Roll cut 19, Christian.
First of all, I think the trial is stupid. I think it's counterproductive. We already have a flaming fire in this country, and it's like taking a bunch of gasoline and pouring it on top of the fire. Second, and I look back at the time, for example, Richard Nixon, who had clearly committed crimes and wrongdoing. And in hindsight, I think we would all agree that President Ford's pardon was important for the country to be able to move forward. And history held Richard Nixon quite accountable for what he did as a result.
In other words, his point is, if you think Trump did something so wrong, so heinous, there's many ways to punish him. The worst thing to do is to now hold an impeachment trial. And they're right. They're obviously right. So here is what I want to ask all of you. I want to set the table, come back in, take your calls. It's now official. They're going now to hold an impeachment trial in the Senate for having incited the erection, as Chuck Schumer put it. Pelosi is going to walk over today, hand over that single article of impeachment. The Democrats now are determined to fulfill their kamikaze mission. Will this unify the country? Or will it divide us like nothing else? And is this really about intimidating and muzzling and silencing Republicans?